And the Holy Spirit this morning. We praise thee, O Lord, with our mighty voices. We praise thee, O Lord, with our heartfelt God praises. We praise thee, O Lord, this morning, and we give thanks, O God, for all things and for everything. Father, we thank you this morning for your life, for your love, and for your living, O God. We thank you this morning, O Father, that we're able to open our mouths and tell you thank you. We thank you this morning, O God, that you kept us, O God, through the years and you haven't left us, God. You've, O God, been a God of your word. You're trustworthy, God. You're dependable, God. And we say thank you. We thank you, O Lord, that even when we have our mishaps, we recognize, oh God, that it's us leaning to our own understanding, not depending wholly and solely on you, God. And this morning we say thank you. We thank you this morning and we give you praise. We ask you to touch the people of God everywhere, oh God. Touch their homes and their families right now, Father. And for every need, oh God, we ask that you supply. Oh God, for every outcry, oh God, we ask that you will hear and you answer. Oh God, our God, when we in awesome wonder, considering all the world your hands have made, we know that you are there to take care of us, God, and that you're able, you're able, you're able. And we say thank you simply for your ability this morning. We give you glory now. We give you honor. And we give you praise. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Son. Good morning, blessed Holy Spirit. Good morning, people of the Most High God. Good morning, Rhema Christian Fellowship. Good morning, good morning, good morning to you. We give God glory this morning for your presence. We give God glory this morning because we're able to give him glory. We give him glory this morning because we're able, oh God, to do, oh God, those things which you have put in us to do. We thank you this morning, God. We say thank you, Lord. We thank you because in spite of us, God, you continue to deliver, oh God. In spite of us, God, you continue to supply our every need according to your riches and glory. And we say thank you. Oh God, we thank you for life this morning, for the portion of health that we have, and for strength, oh God, to give you praise. Come on, somebody, give God a praise. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. We're going to declare this morning. Thank you, God. Declare and decree our mission this morning. Rhema, if you would join me. Those, our covenant partners, just join in with us. This morning, our mission to foster an atmosphere of true worship, reap souls for Christ, and empower the people of God to live in excellence through outreach, teaching, and fellowship. And as we strive every day to fulfill our mission, then we have to, oh my God, do so by living by our vision. We will live each day in excellence through Jesus Christ, that we might walk in expectation of the salvation of the Almighty God. Living in excellence, somebody say, we walk in expectation. Come on, give God a praise, an anointed praise this morning. Thank you, God. Give him an anointed praise this morning. We bless the Lord, O our soul, this morning and all that is within us. And this morning, we came to tell you this appointment is not on my schedule. Thank you, Lord. Come on, this appointment is not on my schedule this morning. Thank you, Lord. You know, when we make appointments sometimes, or we get a call sometimes that says that we have an appointment and we had a mishap and didn't put it on our calendar, and we're looking like this appointment is not on my schedule, or we may show up at the doctor's office sometimes or to some appointment and the person behind the desk says, your appointment is not on this schedule today. Your appointment may be another day. But we give God glory this morning. This appointment is not on my schedule. Come on, get ready, somebody, for your appointed time. Let's look at Mark, the third chapter, the 13th through the 15th verses this morning. Thank you, Lord. And it reads as follows. Jesus went up on a mountainside and called to him those he wanted. And they came to him. He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. My God, Jesus went up on a mountainside and called those he wanted. He appointed 12 that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. Well, what do you say this morning? Jesus, when he went up on that mountainside and he called those to him, it says he called those he what? He wanted. He gave those an appointment that he wanted to give an appointment to. Amen? At that appointed time. It says he called those he wanted. And when he called, it says they came to him. He appointed 12. That they might be with him. It says for three reasons. That they might be with him. That he might send them out to preach. And that they might have authority to drive out demons. When Jesus called them to the appointment, when he called them forth, he gave them specific reasons for what they needed to do. Amen. And though that appointment may not have been on their schedule, they had to make room on their schedule that day. Amen. It says he called who he wanted to. Let me remind you, when Christ calls, you need to go ahead and answer. Come on, God. When he calls you, old song, you say, when he calls me, I will answer. Amen. I'll be somewhere listening for my name. Now, can you imagine that if you don't get that call from Christ, if you don't get that call to your appointment, oh my, what a time, what a time. Jesus went on the mountainside, they said, and called to them those who wanted. He wanted. Let me tell you about Christ being up on the mountainside talking. And then even when he spoke to the multitude, see, when he went up on the mountainside, that caused his voice to be elevated. Amen. That caused his voice to have a natural enhancement like we use the microphones today. So that voice rang out. And it says he called who he wanted. If he didn't call you, you don't come. Amen. But those he wanted, they came and he appointed them. He gave them that appointment for a reason. He gave them that appointment that they might be appointed. Amen. And it says he appointed 12 of them that they might be with him and that he might send them out to preach and to have authority to drive out demons. Let's look at the third chapter, the 16th through the 19th verses. Let's look at that 12. These are the 12 that he, Jesus Christ, appointed. Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter. And we hear that sometimes Simon Peter, same person. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. To them he gave the name Boanerges, which means sons of thunder. Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, and we know him as Doubting Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. I wanted to give you those names this morning as we reflect back to the fact that he called who he wanted to call. He called Simon, who he named Peter. He called James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. And he called them the sons of thunder. Amen. He called for Andrew. He called for Philip and Bartholomew. He called for Matthew, for Thomas, who would later doubt, oh God. He called for James, the son of Alphaeus, amen? So we had two Jameses here now. He called for Thaddeus, and he called for Simon. But also, I need to remind you, Christ called for Judas because Judas had an appointed time. You need to understand that that appointment was probably not on Judas's schedule, but Christ called him for an appointed time. So what we need to do is make sure, and very sure, that we are close to God, that we are understanding our relationship with God. We don't want to be called for the appointment that Judas was called for, amen? We don't want to be called, thank you God, to be a doubter like Thomas, though we've had that appointment in our lives sometimes. Oh my gosh. Let's look at Mark 3rd chapter, the 20th through the 21st verses. Excuse me. And it says, then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, he is out of his mind. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they, the crowd, said, he is out of his mind. So when the family heard that the people were saying that Jesus was out of his mind, they too began to say this thing. He is out of his mind. So they went to take charge of him. So they thought that they had an appointment to take charge of Christ at that time. Boy, you need to come home. You need to stop this foolishness that's going on out here. Amen. Oh my God. See, I need to remind you, if you go back and read the beginning of this chapter, you will see that Christ had healed the withered hand of a man. Oh my God. On the Sabbath day. And so all of this was spurring from that. As he continued on and he went on, he went ahead and called. Christ had already rebuked and cast out some demons. So I can imagine that when he called his 12 together, and it says that he gave them, oh my God, he called them and appointed them that they might be with him and that he might send them out, what? To preach. So you see, Christ understood that he couldn't do it all himself, not in his manly state. So he began to solicit some help, amen? And he began to set them up because he understood that he had an appointed time, that he wasn't going to be here forever and ever walking on this earth. He wasn't going to be here to cast out the demons. He wasn't going to be here physically, amen, to do the healing. So he began to call in the troops. And he started with those 12, that they might be with him, that he might send them out to preach, to carry on the work and the word. So there is an appointed time when you may be called to preach, to carry out the word of God, and to have authority to drive out demons. Come on, somebody, give God a praise. Christ understood, even at that time, because of his appointed time, that he would leave from this earth. He understood that though he left, the demons were going to remain. Come on, Jesus. He understood that though he left, sickness was still going to abound. He understood that though he left, heartaches and pains would still be a reality. He understood that though he had to die and be resurrected, that death was still going to plague this earth. Amen? Come on, give God a praise right here. This appointment is not on my schedule. What if Christ had declared that this appointment to die for you to be saved is not on my appointment? So when he calls you, don't declare and decree that the appointment is not on your schedule. But oh my God, come on, Jesus, slow me down. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Ooh, Lord, let's look at the word appointment for a moment so I can take a deep breath and come down. Let's look at the word appointment. In the first sense, the word appointment can mean a fixed mutual agreement for a meeting or an engagement, as we may call it. It can be a meeting set for a specific time or place. Keep that right there in mind. A meeting set for a specific time or what? Or place. Thank you, God. And then in the second instance, an appointment can be the act of appointing, of designating, or placing in office. Thank you, God. It can be an office, position, or the like to which a person is appointed. You're designated for that thing. Amen. When we have an appointment, we get ready. Anytime we have an appointment, and we're going to look for a minute at that first instance of appointment, of a mutual agreement for a meeting, an engagement, a specific time for our place. When we have this type of appointment, we are able to get ready. Amen. We know the date, the time on the calendar, and we get ourselves ready. We plan when it's a mutual agreement to be somewhere at some time. Now, some of us don't always understand how to be on time, amen? I just would like to tell you that. Depending on the type of appointment we have, we may have to wash up. If it's a doctor's appointment, we want to make sure we get a good shower that morning and we're clean and even our undergarments are at their best, amen? We fix ourselves up for that type of appointment in a hygienic way, amen? If it's a dental appointment, we may brush our teeth just a little harder and throw in some mouthwash on that day. Amen. Sometimes, thank you, God, we may have an appointment that's an interview, or an appointment that is going to get us an appointment. Amen. And when we go to that type of appointment, an interview or such, we want to dress up. Amen. On the outside, we want to put on our best. Amen. We want to put our thinking cap on and make sure that we hit all of the high points of what it is we're deeming to do or whatever the job entails. My God, that's an appointment that we get ready for. That's an appointment that we make sure we get dressed up, that we do everything right. We want to be pristine about it. And when we go to that type of appointment, when we leave, there may be some worriation, amen? When we leave that doctor's appointment and he may say, I need to do further tests, there may be some worriation, amen? When we leave, thank you, God, that interview, and we're not sure whether we stumbled over the questions, or we didn't appreciate the look on some of the interviewers' faces, we might have a little worriation, amen? Or we see somebody, we pass somebody going in for their interview after us who we think is better qualified, amen? There may be some reason for worriation. Thank you, God. Now, when we look at appointment in that second sense, the act of being appointed, you see, Christ didn't call his disciples for an interview. He just knew they were what he was looking for. Come on, God. The act of appointing, designating, or placing in office. My God. Christ called, my Lord. He called to those he what? He wanted. And they what? Came to him. You see, when your appointment comes, your appointment as in being appointed, thank you, Lord, you may have done well in that interview, but it may not be your appointment, amen? And then in another sense, you may do well and you get the what? Appointment. You may get the phone call that says, come on in. You may get the phone call that says you were highly qualified. However, sometimes they tell you you're overqualified. So when we're looking at this appointment, we need to understand that some appointments are going to be on our schedule and some are not going to be on our schedule. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Sometimes we need to understand that while the world thinks that our appointments are what we deem they should be, or they deem they should be, We need to understand that our appointment comes from God. Our appointment comes from God. And there are several ways we can look. This appointment is not on my schedule this morning. You see, when God wanted to save you, you weren't ready. You wouldn't give in. You wanted to stay out there in the world. You said, this appointment is not on my schedule. Believe it or not, people, folks used to say, I'm going to wait till I get a little older to get saved. Well, I have to tell you, we thank God you made it to getting older and getting saved, but you have to understand that the appointment on your schedule that God has for you, you have to go ahead and give in and give up. My God, Christ knew each one of his disciples that he calls. He chose them. He appointed them. He anointed them for the work that they had to do at the time that they had to do it. And even Judas Iscariot did some work in the kingdom, but he slipped and he had to be used for yet a different purpose. I am appointed is what you need to say. And you need to understand that you do have an appointment. If this appointment with God is not on your schedule, then you need to begin now to go ahead and put it on there. No matter who you are and what your name is, you can work. God can work with you where you are and wherever you come from. He called those 12 from different aspects, from different, oh my God, professional jobs. He called fishermen. He called tax collectors. Oh my goodness, he called physicians. Christ will call you wherever you are, whatever you're doing. You can be a garbage truck driver. You can be sitting in someone's office as a CEO. But let me tell you, all of us have an appointment that needs to be on our schedule. This appointment is not on my schedule. It's not going to be acceptable to God. You see, sometimes when we are called, I just recently had a call to reschedule an appointment that I've been waiting for almost a year, and I got a call maybe a few days before to reschedule that appointment. You can't reschedule some of these things. Some of the things that we've got to face can't be rescheduled. We can't get a new appointment. Oh my God, don't let your salvation be rescheduled. Your salvation, that schedule, that appointed time is right now. Oh my goodness, thank you, Lord. Sometimes God has to change our name, Simon Peter, to help us realize who we are and whose we are. Sometimes he changes our name, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. He changed their name to their personality, Barnabas, which means the sons of what? Of thunder. Sometimes he changes our name so that people will recognize and realize who we really are in him. Sometimes that change has to reveal to us and to others that we aren't who we thought we were. When they were calling you a slut, when they were calling you a drug dealer, God has to change. Sometimes that nickname has to go away, that street name that you were going by. They can't call you Lil Junior anymore. Oh my God, because Lil Junior had a different perspective about his appointment. And now that he has been appointed by God to lead the people of God, oh my God, to go into the neighborhood and to call those out who need to be saved. Oh my God. This appointment is not on my schedule. Then there are some of us who God takes in and makes us live up to our name as he has given it. James and John, the sons of thunder, who asked Jesus in Luke 9 and 54, after he and his disciples were denied a place to stay in Samaria simply because he was on his way to Jerusalem, folks and their prejudices kicked in. They asked, Lord, do you want us to call fire down from heaven and destroy them? That's why he called them, oh my God, the sons of thunder. And they believed what he called them. You see, when he appointed them and he gave them that appointment of the sons of thunder, he named them the sons of thunder. They believed that they could call down fire. Come on, Jesus. When God tells you that you're able to rebuke, oh my God, when you're able to lift up, when God calls you and he gives you your appointment, you've got to understand that, oh my God, it's no time to tell him, this is not on my schedule. You got to understand, when it's time for you to uplift somebody, you can't say, this is not on my schedule. When somebody needs to call you in the dead of night, you can't say, this is not on my schedule. Thank you, God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Yes. 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 Let's look at Judas for a minute. Judas is scary. They give his whole name. There are not a whole lot of people in the Bible that they give the whole name. Judas is scary. Sometimes we've got to be called all the way out. Come on, God. But even with that, Christ, who called who he wanted to call, when he called him to work in the kingdom, he understood, Christ already understood what was going on. The Holy Spirit that dwelled in him and with him already understood what was going on. And do you know sometimes, oh my God, those who are appointed and do not follow the destiny, do you understand that their appointment is rescheduled? Their appointment is modified. Their appointment is changed. God has no ill will for any of us. But let me tell you, oh my God, don't you let money, don't you let fortune and fame cause you to miss the appointment that is truly yours with God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. There's even others of us who God knows are going to need some things with our appointment. Some of us are going to need a little more push to get to the appointment. We're going to need a little ride to make it there on time. We're going to need some encouragement to keep the appointment. We're going to need some chastisement sometime to even get to the appointment, to even make the appointment, to set up the appointment. Oh my goodness. Sometimes that chastisement, you know your body's been telling you something isn't right. Come on, God. And you just keep ignoring it. And you don't want to call the doctor. And then sometimes that chastisement has to come in, you not feeling so good to a point that you don't have a choice. And you end up in an emergency room on a weekend when and all hope might be gone. And you're sitting there forever and ever, and then you're frustrated because you didn't make the appointment. That appointment wasn't on your schedule. You didn't have time to see about yourself. You didn't have time to see about your brother or your sister. You see, when they're calling your phone, you need to answer. And if you can't answer right then, you need to return the call. You can't say, this is not on my schedule. I don't feel like her today. I don't feel like him today. We've done it. We know we've done it. So we have to make sure that our schedule is clear for the work of God. Amen? My God. Sometimes with our appointments, many of us fall by the wayside. The fact remains you have an appointment. Some of us show up early while others continuously run late, but you still have an appointment. We may incur fees sometimes or fines because we are no-shows, but we still have an appointment. Even when we miss the appointment, there's an opportunity to reschedule. So sometimes we have to start the process all over again. We can't just keep going on saying this appointment is not on my schedule or it's not in my schedule. I don't have time to put it in my schedule. I don't have time to keep this appointment. So every day, you've got to be getting ready to go to the appointment. My God. I'm going to do what Proverbs 3 and 5 tells me. I'm going to study to show myself approved, a workman unto God, need not be ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. And the truth is, I have an appointment. I'm going to live my life just to what? Live again, but I have an appointment. I'm going to be a follower of Christ. I'm going to help lead others to his kingdom because I do have an appointment. And though I have my appointment, I'm building my resume, come on God, for the appointment. My life I'm living, I want to be appointed, oh God, to walk into your kingdom. And on my resume, I can share the things that I've shown and done, oh God. On my resume, when I make that final appointment, because I've received and carried out my appointment, you see, I allow the appointment on my schedule. It'll read something like this. I'm being an example, showing and sharing my fruit of the Spirit, which Galatians 5, 22, 23 reminds me of. But the fruit of the Spirit is what? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, self-control. I'm building my resume, you see, with all of these things. I'm getting ready for my appointment, and I have to put these things, you see. Love has to be on my schedule. Peace has to be in my schedule. Patience has to be in my schedule. I have to make an appointment to be all of these things, to work with these things, God. So when we think that we are in charge of our schedule, because God is not, thank you, Lord. There are some appointments that we're going to be made. There's something going to be made with our consent or without our consent. Sickness might be making an appointment with you. This is not on my schedule. I don't have time for sickness on my schedule. You see how that thing turning? I don't have time for losing my job to be on my schedule. Oh my God, birth can sometimes mess us up. I didn't plan to get pregnant. I didn't plan to have a baby. I didn't plan for a birth to be on my schedule. I don't need this baby to come early. Come on, God. Birth can set an appointment that we have no control over. Death, sure enough, will set an appointment. Let me tell you, these appointments are on your schedule. As sure as you're born, thank you, God, you are on a schedule. And as sure as you die, you're going to be on a schedule. The life you live in between, oh my God, you've got to be appointed and have an appointed, oh my God, have an appointment throughout your life. Allow God to appoint you to do what he created you for. He created us to praise him. He created us to worship him. And oh my God, when things came apart, he needed to use us. Oh my God. Things came apart back in the Garden of Eden. God began to use us to rebuild what he intended for us. Come on, God. So we've got to be ready when he comes. Christ has an appointment. You know, as sure as he called those 12 up to the mountainside, he knew then that he had an appointment with death. He knew that he needed to set them up for success. He knew that he wasn't going to be walking with them, nor talking with them in the physical. But it's, oh my God, as soon as he left with us. He gave the Holy Spirit, you see, an appointment. Thank God the Holy Spirit didn't look at Christ and say, hey, this appointment is not on my schedule. I don't have time for these people. Oh my God, I've got to be ready when he comes. Christ has set his own appointment and he's held to it. He has another appointment that's coming. You see, God set the appointment for him to be born into this world. Oh my God. In this season, when we're celebrating his birth, remember Jesus Christ. Oh God, the Son of God. Oh my goodness. God set that appointment for him to come. And God set that appointment for him to die. But God set the appointment for the Holy Spirit to transcend and to take over where Christ left off. God set the appointment and God is holding to his word. Oh my God, an old familiar song says this right here. Who Jesus? Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me. You have an appointment this morning to carry your own cross. What you're going through, you are appointed to go through. What you're dealing with, you are anointed to get past it. You see, this appointment that you thought was not on your schedule, this foolishness that you're enduring in this world, God already knew. He already set the calendar. He set the time. He set the place. Everybody is mad with 2020, but God knew, my God. He knew in 01 what 2020 would look like going into 2021. Come on, give him a praise right there. Oh, that song says, how happy are the saints above who once went sorrowing here, but now they taste, it says, unmingled love. They love not tied up. It's not messed up. It's pure. Come on. And they say, in joy without a tear. They already met their appointed time. Those saints that have gone on have met their appointed time. They're not worried about what's going on now. They're just laying in wait for Christ to come, because it says the dead in Christ shall rise first. Oh my God. Oh my God. If I can help you, oh my God, lift up that burden of your lost one. Oh God, if I can help you lift up that burden you're going through because your loved one has died. You've lost your mother. You've lost your father. You've lost your child. You lost your sister. You lost your brother. If I can help lift up that burden, oh my God, understand that they that die in Christ, oh God, shall live again. Thank you, Lord. And they've already met their appointed time. That song goes on and says this. The consecrated cross I'll bear till death shall set me free. And then go home my crown to wear, for there's a crown for me. Oh my God, set your appointment to be free from the sting of sin and death. Thank you, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you. I'm going to share a few more scriptures with you before we go. Thank you, Lord. I want you to turn to Matthew, the 24th chapter, and we're going to read the 37th through the 44th verses. Turn to Matthew, the 24th chapter. Let's read the 37th. Thank you, God, through the 44th verses. Thank you, Lord. As it was, thank you, God, in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. Come on, listen to me now. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with the handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this, if the owner of the house had known at what time of night the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and would not have let his house be broken into. And that 44th and last verse here says, so you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. Oh God, oh God. This appointment is not on my schedule. It doesn't matter what you're going to be doing when he comes back. That's going to be halted. You're not going to be able to say this appointment is not on my schedule. Understand what that thing is talking about. In Noah's day, Oh God, they didn't understand what was coming. But so it will be the coming of the Son of Man. Two of you may be sitting down reading a book. One's going to be taken and the other left. Somebody going to miss the appointment, God. So two of you may be driving down the street. One of you is going to be gone and the other may be left. My God, don't miss the appointment. Oh my goodness, there may be a marriage ceremony about to take place. There may be a bride and a groom. Oh my God. And while she's walking down that aisle, if the Son of Man comes, oh my God, one may still be here and the other gone. Oh my God. Oh my God. You also must be ready because the Son of Man is coming at an hour, an appointed time that he has appointed. He knows the day. He knows the hour. He knows the time. And oh my God, you're not going to be able to declare and decree to him, this appointment is not on my schedule. See, he knows. And we've got to be ready. We've got to expect him at all times. We've got to expect him by respecting him, by living the life that God has called us to live. We've got to be ready when he comes. My God, you have an appointment to carry your own cross. Carry your own burdens. Oh my God. But while you're carrying them, know that you are not alone. Because the Holy Spirit, oh my God, when you give your life over to God, it says, oh my God, then the, oh my God, you will receive power. And then with power, the Holy Spirit will come, my God. And then when the Holy Spirit begins to guide you, to lead you, it'll cause you to line up right with the appointment that you have. It'll cause you to understand that you need to make a way, and he will make a way out of no way. You, oh my God, have to let go of your hurt feelings towards God. Don't be mad with God about the things of this world. Don't be upset with God because this world is going through what this world is going through. This appointment is not on my schedule. The world doesn't want this appointment on their schedule. Ah, you got to make sure and very sure that you have set your appointment to be free from the sting of sin and death this morning. This appointment is not on my schedule. Somebody's still saying it. This appointment is not on my schedule. Well, I can tell you, there are some things we don't want on our schedule. I don't want sickness on my schedule. I don't want heartache on my schedule. I don't want mistrust on my schedule. I don't want being frauded on my schedule. I don't want being lied to on my schedule. This appointment, this was not on my schedule. This is not what I planned for. When I opened my business, I did not plan to have to close it down in the midst of COVID. When I started, oh my God, oh my God. When I started with my vision, that I thought it was God, what God gave me. And now I'm doubting God because this is not what I planned on my schedule. You've got to continue to trust God. So when he brings us out of whatever we're in the midst of, we are still ready. We are still waiting. Oh my God. We need to be like the sons of thunder. Oh my God. With enough power in us to believe that we can call down fire. Oh my God. We need to have enough in us that we don't be like Simon Peter and deny him. We need to have enough in us that we are not Judas Iscariot. Oh my God, and we betray him. Do you think they thought from the time of their birth, and especially from their calling to the mountain, oh my God, they were called out from among many. Do you think they knew that that was going to be on their schedule? Christ told Peter, this on your schedule. You're going to deny me three times. Peter, no, that's not, this is not on my schedule, my Lord. But it happened. It came to pass. Judas, sitting at the table with him, he that dips with me is going to betray me. And he already knew, you see, that's the difference. Judas was already working in that thing. Peter wasn't sure. Judas was already in the midst of that conflict. You can't be in the midst of that conflict and not yield totally to God. Because that thing will be on your schedule. My God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Come on, give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This appointment is not on my schedule. Sometimes that can be the right thing to say. And sometimes that can be a detrimental thing to say. But let me tell you, put God on your schedule every day. Every day. With my hands lifted up and my mouth filled with praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, I will bless thee, O Lord. I want God to always run my schedule, cover my schedule, appoint my schedule, anoint my schedule. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, give God a praise with me this morning. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We thank you for joining us this morning. We say to God be the glory for the things that he himself has done. God has done it. Get your schedule lined up with him. Pray about that schedule. See about that schedule. Make sure that he is in that schedule. You know, this could have gone a whole lot of ways this morning, but it went where God wanted it to go. But just remember, the appointment, you can get ready now to be appointed. Amen. You can get ready now for the appointment. Amen and amen. Thank you for joining us this morning. Amen. If this has been a blessing to you, and Rhema is a blessing to you, we ask that you consider going to our website, RhemaCFChurch.com. Leave us a message. Leave us an offering. Let us hear from you. If you're out there and you're looking for a church family, send us a message. You can inbox us. You can send us a message through Facebook. You can send us a message through YouTube. You can send us a message at RhemaCFChurch.com. And you want to be a part of our ministry, reach out and we'll be here for you. We'll get back in touch with you. If there's someone there who doesn't know the Lord Jesus Christ and the pardon of their sins, we pray now for your pardon. Thank you, Lord. And the word of God in Romans 10:9 says this, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So we pray now, Father, for our salvation. We repent of our sins, O God, and we ask you, O Lord, that we would be saved. We thank you for our salvation, our redemption, in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with us, you belong to him. Reach up and reach out. And you can reach out to us here at Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Amen. Remember, every person we meet is a prospective soul for the kingdom of the Most High God. Until next time, be blessed.
Thank you for joining us today. We pray that you have been blessed by the life-changing word from Rhema Christian Fellowship Ministry. Rhema is located at 2106 Bonnabella Avenue, Savannah, Georgia, 31406. Join us for worship service at 9:45 each Sunday morning. God bless.